Okay, listen up, guys. These are simple guidelines I've walked by for a while now, and I do not regret it. I wasn't even taking time to articulate this one like I'm at a public speaking function or something like that. I would just go straight to the point. And it's about your relationship with, you know, your spouse or your girlfriend or that special guy. Now, I will start by saying, if you are in a relationship and you're comfortable, folks, you need to avoid that tempting casual second date with that new guy or that new babe that you just noticed either at work or at a beach or at a park or anywhere else you might have missed this great individual. It's trouble, trust me. It is trouble every day. And why do I say it's trouble? Because it is trouble. Unless the person is particularly boring, there will always be something to talk about the second time, you know. I mean, it's a new person. You don't know jack about them. You want to know some things about them. And just by having that second date, you just exposed yourself to a whole lot of things you do not naturally want to expose yourself to. I mean, I can't say this enough. I never can say it enough. But secondly, you do not need anybody's phone numbers. You don't need some phone numbers. There's no work relationship or future business opportunities to be gained. You don't need to take that baby's number, guys. You don't need to. Unless you can, of course, link that up to some great opportunities in the future. But if it's for just the casual purpose of having a phone number, maybe you might want to drop it. Yeah. And, you know, no one is that different. No one is so you know, rigid or straight here. There's some mistakes we just make usually. Now, guys, let me change tone a little bit for the ladies, right? Now, how about changing digit from one of the so many you have? So this guy's been pestering you and, you know, hey, what's up? And now that he has your attention, he's like, oh, can I have a number? Can we talk over some other time? And you're like, oh, great, we can talk. And he says, let me have your number. And you're going to give him your number. And you're going to give him the whole correct number. And you know this dude is going to call you to pester you, to ask you for a date and all of that stuff. Girl, if you don't need that relationship with that guy, don't give him your correct number. Give him something wrong or turn him down completely. You know what? When you have something going good for you, don't ruin it by sharing your contact with people who don't need it. That's it, folks.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.